It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Brandt Grain Carts. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. Farming is a competitive business, and you need every advantage you can get if you want to lead the field, which is why more and more farmers across America are entrusting their crop handling to Brandt. Brandt has earned a superb reputation on the Canadian prairies, and now they've set up shop right in the heart of the U.S. Corn Belt, turning out made in the USA swing-away augers and other products specifically for U.S. corn and soybean growers at their 200,000-square-foot plant in Bloomington, Illinois. Get the story firsthand at the Farm Progress Show at Boone, August 28th through the 30th. You'll see Brandt grain carts at the Combine demos each day at 11, but plan to stop by their lot, too. It's easy to remember, Lot 101. Brandt's full line of augers, belts, carts, and vacs is designed to help you get the job done faster every time and is supported by a network of strong dealers across the United States. Want to be number one? Then get yourself some worry-free performance from Brandt and lead the field. Primary elections are now behind the folks in Wisconsin and Minnesota after yesterday. So like everyone else, they can press ahead now toward the general election in November. In Wisconsin, the Republicans now know who'll run against their candidate for the House seat, being vacated by U.S. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan. The Democratic candidate will be iron worker Randy Bryce. The GOP may try to make an issue out of his arrests. He had six between 1998 and 2003. And in Minnesota, in the GOP primary, County Commissioner Jeff Johnson defeated former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty, denying Pawlenty a shot at the job he left back in 2011. Pawlenty, by the way, was favored to win. From This Week in Agribusiness, the Farm Progress Show is less than 2 weeks away. And one feature that we've heard about that'll be aimed at turning heads there will be the floating tractor. A large farm tractor will be floating across a body of water to demonstrate the way its tires can float across farm fields, the tire company says. Then there'll be very small tractors again this year, as has been the case for more than 20 years. Collectible tractor models will be available at the show. This year's Max's Tractor Shed model at the Farm Progress Show will be the Farmall 300, a tractor sold by International Harvester some 60 years ago. But unlike previous models in the Tractor Shed series, this one will have an attached implement, a sickle bar mower. The combination, designed by Speccast, will be for sale at the hospitality tent of the Farm Progress Show. That three-day event is the 28th through the 30th near Boone, Iowa. Is recycling just a feel-good habit many have developed, separating out the waste to, they think, benefit the environment? A habit that really has little effect? Did you ever have that feeling that you go through the motions recycling, but it doesn't mean much? Well, the folks in Boulder, Colorado would have you know otherwise. That city is now saving more than one half of its trash from going into the landfill because of recycling, including mandatory recycling by businesses. That has been in effect for only about 2 years now. Last year, the city of Boulder collected nearly 2,500 fewer tons of trash. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. It's been brought to you by the folks at Brandt Grain Carts. They'll be at the Farm Progress Show. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.